Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. The text messages are fired up already. Just call it what it is, the pre-rain tax study. Someone else said, so Lackawanna County wants to use tax money for a study to initiate a rain tax for Lackawanna County. He said, I have a stormwater plan. It's called the Lackawanna River. No taxes, no board, no fees, done. Somebody said, I also should pay more because I have more property. Yeah, but that property absorbs the rain. It doesn't shed it, unlike impervious services like concrete and asphalt and such like that, as per their definition. All of a sudden, the rain is an issue. One of the other issues, and we've seen this from former vice president candidate Tim Walz to other shows on TV and on the radio, creating fear about Medicaid, especially here in Pennsylvania. So I did a little dig today, and I posted this on my Facebook page so you could see it there, share it there, discuss it with your friends, read it more in depth. But who specifically in Pennsylvania will lose Medicaid if the big, beautiful bill passes as it is today? The one big, beautiful bill passed the U.S. House of Representatives on May 22, 2025. It proposes significant changes to Medicaid that could lead to coverage losses for many Pennsylvanians. While the bill is under consideration in the Senate and subject to potential revisions, here's an available analysis of who might be affected based on the House version of the bill. Now pay attention here. Key groups at risk of losing Medicaid in Pennsylvania. Low-income adults subject to work requirements. The bill introduces community engagement requirements mandating that able-bodied adults aged 19 to 64 without dependents complete at least 80 hours per month of work, volunteering, or education to maintain Medicaid eligibility starting no later than December 31st, 2026. So if you're an able-bodied adult that can volunteer, work, or go to school between the ages of 19 and 64, if you refuse to work, yes, you may lose Medicaid. Medicaid expansion enrollees. Remember under the Affordable Care Act during COVID? The expansion, which covers adults with incomes up to 138% of the federal poverty level. It imposes work requirements, more frequently eligibility checks, every 6 months instead of annually, and a new cost-sharing charge up to $35 per service for those above the poverty line. So if you're above the poverty line, you will have a $35 copay. You will have to prove twice a year instead of annually that you're eligible for Medicaid. It doesn't seem too hard now, does it? Dual Medicare and Medicaid enrollees, dual eligibles. The bill could affect nearly 1.4 million dual eligibles nationwide. That's not just Pennsylvania. Who are enrolled in both Medicare and Medicaid, with Pennsylvania having a significant share due to its large Medicaid population. These individuals, often low income and medically fragile, rely on Medicaid to cover Medicare premiums, cost sharing, and services like long-term care not covered by Medicare. Again, we'll have to pay a $35 copay, like pretty much you and I have to do every time we go to the doctor. What this does, if you have Medicare and Medicaid, basically every time you go to the doctor, it's free. And if you ever take care of an elderly family member, if you have anyone on Medicare or Medicare, they go to the hospital for a lot, they go to the doctors for a lot, and they send them for a lot of tests because they know they're guaranteed payment. And the more tests, the more things they can run on them, the more payment they get. Now, what this will do is say, okay, well, every time you go, you have to pay $35. So maybe I'm not that sick today. Maybe I'll just ride this out. Maybe I don't need that test. Individuals affected by stricter enrollment and verification rules, the bill imposes enhanced verification standards requiring Medicaid enrollees to verify addresses and provide additional documentation and mandates eligibility redeterminations every 6 months for expansion enrollees. It also suspends the rules designed to streamline enrollment in Medicaid and related programs, saving an estimated $167.3 billion nationally by reducing enrollment. So again, you'll have to prove that you're eligible for Medicaid twice a year rather than just annually. And if you can prove you're eligible for Medicaid in January, it shouldn't be too hard to prove in July. And here's the big one here. populations impacted by restrictions on state funding mechanisms. The bill prohibits states from creating new provider taxes or expanding existing ones and restricts their use to finance Medicaid, saving an estimate $123.9 billion nationally. It also reduces the federal match rate for states that use their own funds to cover undocumented immigrants, which could affect Pennsylvanians' ability to fund currently covered illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants will no longer be qualified for Medicaid. Now, the political claims, because that's all this is, Republican lawmakers argue the bill curbs wasteful spending and creates checks and balances for those who deserve the program, while Democrats, like John Fetterman and Josh Shapiro, warn of devastating impacts on vulnerable populations. Now, vulnerable populations, by the definition of the law, are people who are able-bodied to work but don't want to. That's who their vulnerable populations are. People who it's too burdensome to prove twice a year rather than once a year that they're eligible for Medicaid in this benefit. They're too vulnerable. Or illegal immigrants. They're too vulnerable. Or people who get both Medicaid and Medicare, basically having zero cost for their insurance, having to pay a $35 copay for services. That's who they consider vulnerable populations. So the next time someone tells you it's a scare tactic, they're cutting billions of people off Medicaid, those are the people who are at risk under this bill, under this law. They don't tell you that part, though. They don't tell you the millions of people they're talking about are able-bodied adults that don't have dependent children, aren't going to school, illegal immigrants, and those that are capable of paying $35 copayment to limit the amount of use they actually use the system to think before they go. The very same way when you go to the emergency room, a lot of us, they raise that copayment up to $500 because they don't want people using the emergency room. But if you go to an urgent care, it's $50 because they'd rather you go to an urgent care. It's nothing that we're all doing who have health insurance have to deal with. It's fear tactics for politics. That's all it is. It's 3:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels.